It's 88.5 KCSN. We welcome back Jukebox the Ghost. Ben and Jesse are with us today. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
You know what I didn't ask you the last time you guys were here?
No.
How you doing? No.
No, we're good. There's your interesting answer. You probably did, actually.
I think
very
I did ask
man.
That question, but what I didn't ask was the origin of the name of the band.
Ah, and, you know, arguably that was a wise decision to make during our first interview. It's not the greatest story. We were in college. We were sitting in a room. I wanted us to be something with Ghost. It's from a Nabokov novel. Tommy, who's absent here today, wanted it something with a jukebox. It's a Captain Beefheart lyric.
Right.
The joke is that Jesse wanted us to be the band. We put it together, came up with the unpronounceable Jukebox the Ghost. Did a Google search. It came up with zero hits, and we thought, all right, let's do it. The band name is also, this is going way too far, and who cares? If you look at it on stage, that's also the band formation. Jukebox on the left, the in the middle, Ghost on the right.
You know what? For our fans that are coming to the Greek tonight, they're now going to have a visual sense of, yes. There's symmetry to the band being showed right before our eyes.
We're pretty much like Milton in that everything we do is filled with meaning and references of the past. You're on with Ingrid Michaelson, and yesterday Greg Holden came by, and Greg
spoke of a genuine camaraderie. I mean, he was talking about how not only are you friends and you've played together otherwise, but the camaraderie that exists, you know that when you're out on tour, not only are you going to enjoy each other and support each other's music, but if there's any good news, bad news, whatever, there's a circle of friends that are there to really be there for you. It must be a good feeling.
It's fantastic. And I can say without hypocrisy, Greg is one of my absolute best friends, and he lives down the street from me in South Brooklyn. And in fact, I asked him on the phone, there was perhaps some alcohol involved, how much he loves me on a scale of 1 to 10. And he gave a resounding 10. And that makes a big difference on tour, because then you're walking into it and you know you've got that friendship there, and it makes it so much easier. And tour can be hard, but when you're surrounded by friends, it's the greatest thing. And I think Ingrid is so good at creating a culture on tour and in her life of supporting and nourishing her friends and that their musical projects and really like, and also taking like great acts on the road.
I noticed that you and Secret Someones did a cover of Walk Like an Egyptian.
We did.
The next time you guys come here, with that knowledge in mind, the Bangles are big listeners and big fans of ours. We've got to get them to come out and you guys collaborate with them.
We would love nothing more than to do a duet. Yeah. Well, or
part of that cover, actually, and part of that cover decision was inspired by a mixtape that my father had that we were just, he had a red convertible. He lived in L.A., and it was called the L.A. Mixtape. And Walk Like an Egyptian was on there. So when
and it was a real tape, a cassette?
Yeah, it was a mixtape. It was called the L.A. Mixtape. We just found it in like some closet recently. But my brother and I were just obsessed with this thing. And so we were obsessed with Walk Like an Egyptian, any song that was on the mixtape. And when it came time to pick a cover, that immediately popped in my head because the Someones have all the great female singers in that band. If all the world's a stage, then you're my favorite actress. If all of life's a game, I sure could use the practice. It's a love song. You want me pounding on the church door, singing from the streetlight. Oh, it's the kind of love that doesn't exist anymore. You want Hollywood, and this is real life. I wanna kiss you in the pouring rain. I'll say I loved you from the first time I saw you. It's a surefire way to get your heart to break. That's Hollywood, and this is real life. You want Hollywood. If all the world's a stage, then you're my favorite actress. And if all of life's a game, I sure could use the practice. Oh, I wouldn't call this a love song. You want me pounding on the church door, singing from the streetlight. Oh, it's the kind of love that doesn't exist anymore. You want Hollywood, and this is real life. I wanna kiss you in the pouring rain. I'll say I loved you from the first time I saw you. It's a surefire way to get your heart to break. That's Hollywood, and this is real life. You want Hollywood, and this is real life. Church door, singing from a streetlight. Oh, it's the kind of love that doesn't exist anymore. You want Hollywood, and this is real life. I want to kiss you in the pouring rain. I say I loved you from the first time I saw you. It's a surefire way to get your heart to break. That's Hollywood, and this is real life. You want Hollywood, and this is real life.
The fourth album, Cherry Tree, Interscope. They really care about you guys. They, you know, that's something that coming from the label side, I can tell you they do care about you. A lot of times, having come from the indie world, indie label world as well, you know, sometimes major labels get a bad rap. But you know what? When you get a major label that cares about you, it means
we've had a really spectacular experience with Cherry Tree, and in the last 9 months, what happened is we had released this record, this fourth record, with Yep Rock back in the fall, and then Cherry Tree came along and wanted it, and we figured out a way to transition, and they've re-released it, and with the re-release, we were trying to figure out what sort of a special thing we could do, and I made the suggestion of doing classical improvisation versions of all the songs on the record. And they said, yes, absolutely. And can you do the whole album? And they were so encouraging and supportive of what really was a way, you know, left of center idea musically with very little marketable value at the end of the day, but just because it was part of like our artistic vision. And their whole thing has been, you know, yes, they're part of a major label and that's their vibe, but it's so personable and personal and nurturing that it doesn't feel like we've sold our soul to the devil or anything like that.
No.
Like there's genuine care and love, and that's really exciting for us. It's the most joyful, rewarding thing to have, you know, fans and people sing along and love it and give good feedback after going through the months and months of personal turmoil to try to, you know, make a record and wondering the whole time if you're doing something that is going to be hated or polarizing or, you know, are we sacrificing artistic integrity? What is it about this song? And how do you, you know...
And that was just the first half hour of questions
you
had.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's hard work. Making music and trying to survive as an artist is hard work, but it is absolutely the best work I can imagine doing.
So you say you've never been in love, that you don't even know what that means. You thought you did, but now that it's over, you think can't even be half of the real thing. And as time goes on and on, I can feel my heart growing colder and colder. Then I see your face in the crowd, I think, how can it be starting over? 'Cause when you meet someone new, it all just takes over you. And you think that you never really tried. Open your heart, open your mind. Girl, you're gonna take me back to a time when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance, it's worth taking. Girl, you're gonna take me back to a time when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance, it's worth taking. Oh, say the same old things, and we always use the same tired lines, staying up all night talking it out, ending up with no one on our side. And as time goes on and on, I can feel my heart growing colder and colder. Then I see your face in the crowd, I think, how can it be starting over? 'Cause when you meet someone new, it all just takes over you. And you think that you never really tried. Open your heart, open your mind. Girl, you're gonna take me back to a time when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance, it's worth taking. Girl, you're gonna take me back to a time when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance, it's worth taking. Oh, it's worth taking. Cause when you meet someone new, it all just takes over. you think that you never really tried. And you think that you never really tried. And you think that you never really tried. Open your heart, open your mind. Girl, you're gonna take me back to a time when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance. It's worth taking. Girl, you're gonna take me back to when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance. It's worth taking. Girl, you're gonna take me to when I loved and I meant it. Girl, when I love, 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 ooh, girl, you're gonna take me back to when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance, it's worth taking all.
We always welcome you to come here, and the next time, I got to get the Bengals out here because now the collaboration, we've talked about it, we've teased it, we need it for our one of our samplers. They're probably driving over here now.
Okay, that's not good and bad. Now they're turning their cars around.
Yeah, now they went back. Well, it's tonight. Greek Theater. Is Greg going on around 7?
That's about right, yeah.
7, and then you guys go on around 8?
Yep.
And you'll probably hog the stage for like 3 hours.
Yeah, we play a three-hour set, and Ingrid gets a 15-minute closer.
Is that how it works? Okay. Yeah. Well, in all seriousness, it's great to have Jukebox the Ghost back in. Great that tonight you're going to be playing with Greg Holden and Ingrid Michaelson at the Greek. We invite all the listeners out there to come out and enjoy what obviously is a true camaraderie amongst these acts. It's Jukebox the Ghost, live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.